Well, I think they're pretty enthusiastic. You know, we have about 30 guys out, and we've got a good nucleus of young kids and experienced players.
What is the biggest step that these guys are going to have to take to show improvement from last year?
Well, you know, not winning a game last year, we can hopefully just show up and be improved. But they put a lot of work in the off season, in the weight room. You know, we have 10 guys in our 1,000-pound club, and 9 of them are here on this football field this morning.
Well, I was going to say, nobody wanted to go winless last year, but as far as just you looking at it after the fact and saying, aside from wins and losses, do I like what I saw as far as just the base of what I want to build as a program? Did you kind of feel like that you made some progress last year?
Oh, yeah. We started 4 freshmen last year, you know, and we were just talking about that coaching staff this morning. We probably had one of the best JV football teams, you know, in the conference. We had a lot of young kids and not very many seniors, and it's kind of come together in the off season, and they've worked pretty hard in camp this summer and getting into some 7-on-7 and stuff like that, and I've done a pretty good job.
It's hot and humid already. It's only 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning. I'm sure you'd rather have it be 75, but for the kids to get them acclimated to kind of hot weather, just kind of like what Mother Nature provided this morning?
Yeah. You know, I tell them every day, you know, we control the controllables, and the weather's not one of them. It's been a fall-like morning this morning. It's a little humid now, but, you know, we're done by 9:30, 9:45 every day this week, so... next week will be the bear when we start in the afternoon.
You got Brookfield coming up opening night down there. This is never easy a place to play and win. What are your biggest thoughts about what you feel like the Bulldogs will have this year?
Well, I know they've got some size. They got a couple of big kids that are really effective up front for them offensively and defensively. And I know the Abongo kid, watch him on the wrestling mat, and he's a pretty good running back. I think he'll be tough to stop, but, you know, we're excited about getting over there and playing them.